T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ. You do what you want to do. I leave it all up to you.
And tie it off our love again. Okay, God, we got the joke. Ha ha. Now cut it out. What is going on here?
It's an October surprise. Surprise!
Not a good surprise.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
I had to coach soccer last night out at OP at the Shields.
Oh, God.
It was the first time ever. I wish those cameras were already up. I could just coach from home, like putting earpiece in the kids and stuff. It was so, oh, my God, it was so cold out there.
Can you still not feel your hands?
No. No, and we had actually been throwing, you know, they do winter outdoor soccer out there.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And we were actually contemplating doing it. And at one point, about halfway through the game, Dustin passes me on the sidelines and he goes, hey, you know that outdoor soccer winter thing idea I had? It's off the table.
Yeah. Just because you can do it.
Doesn't mean you should.
Doesn't mean you should.
Yes. Good afternoon, everybody. By the way, always a note of optimism. It is going to get better. Before it gets worse again.
Good.
I think we're in the 50s and 60s this weekend.
Sounds great.
Yep. Doing our first ever Christmas, you know, those, like, I'm really late to the party on this one. Those Christmas cards that everybody sends out with the pictures of the family on it.
Yeah, I stopped doing that years ago.
Oh. Well, we're just going to do our first one this weekend. We're getting pictures taken.
Indoor or outdoor?
Outdoor. It's going to be nice. It's going to be like sunny and 50-something.
Okay. That's okay. Going to Lewis Park, are we?
Yep.
I don't know if that you need a permit if you just have an iPhone and like the five of you.
Yeah, we hired a photographer.
Oh, Scott!
Yeah, that requires a permit, specifically.
$50.
No, it doesn't.
I want to know who the photog police are that are like hiding behind the bushes, jumping out like a Dana circa 2005. Ah! Where's your permit?
Tim Grunhard, I'm on to you.
Where is it?
No, seriously, we're going to Loose Park. I'm not going to say when, but it's sometime this weekend.
Good for you.
And we did hire a photographer. And you got to catch me to give me that ticket, though. And I may not be the fastest rabbit in the litter, but you got to catch me.
Got to catch me to get me.
That's
right. Wear those running shoes.
Well, don't think I won't have them on, boy. Can't hand me that ticket if you can't catch me.
You don't have to outrun police. You just have to outrun Maya. Sorry, kid. On your own.
She's the runt. So how was your weekend? Was it good?
It was really good. Really good. Watched the Chiefs game.
Oh, man.
Made some unpalatable chili. I'm going to call it inedible. I don't know how you screw up chili, but I did that yesterday.
Well, all you do is like ground the beef.
Yep, did that.
Cook it up in the pan.
Yep, did that.
Chop up some peppers.
Did that.
Some onions. You put a little
chili powder in it.
Yeah.
Did all that.
No good, huh?
I mean,
how do you make bad chili?
It was disgusting. My son at one point wrote, it was the consistency. And I put this
you put
on
too
Facebook.
Much water in it?
No, I said it was like prison gruel. I don't know why.
Slop.
But look at what my son texted me. After he took a bite of it.
What?
God, I love that kid. This is Willem. He's so funny.
Willem writes, what are we doing for dinner? And please don't say chili because I love it, but you know. What are we doing for dinner? And please don't say chili because I love it, but you know.
And I just wrote back, sweetheart, I know it's bad and I'm sorry. Even Chris said, I said to my husband, I think you can fix it. I thought you want to put some hot sauce in it. And he goes, nah, just throw it out. And so I here's the other thing I did, Scott. I added pork. So I wasted pork, hamburger. I had some stewed tomatoes in there. It was just terrible.
Did you put the chili seasoning in there?
Yes,
that's why they call it chili seasoning.
I'm aware. Anyway, other than that, the weekend was great. I bought a pie at Tippin's. They ate that. I just don't know how you screw up chili. I had listeners like texting me their recipes.
Okay.
But it's kind of the same recipe every time.
It's like screwing up spaghetti.
I know. Trust me. I'm aware. Anyway.
He didn't answer.
He is so funny. He does not mince words when it comes to my cooking.
Oh, and by the way, thank you, merciful Jesus. 1 week from tomorrow, and it's all over.
I cannot wait.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, we think it's...
Well, I mean, at least the commercials are over. That's what I'm really getting at. I can't take it anymore.
There was one in the car today, and I won't say for which candidate or for what. I started laughing out loud. They've now just gotten ridiculous. I mean, the claims are now just ridiculous.
On both sides.
On both sides.
I just want it to
end. She's going to come door to door and take your guns. I was like, what? By herself? That's a big job. Excuse me.
I'm going to
need your guns.
It's Barbara Bollier.
Don't answer the door. She's coming for your guns.
It's Barbara Bollier. You guys elected me, and I'm here to take your guns.
I'm out here with Nancy Pelosi, and we're here to take your guns.
Come and get it.
She will personally.
It's just like I was in my car and I heard that. And I just started laughing. I'm like, what?
What if you don't have any guns?
Well, you better open that door and let them take a look because they're coming in. They're
coming to get my gun,
coming
huh?
To get your guns.
Over my dead body. Nobody's coming to get your guns. Jeez Louise.
Mike, is that a semi you got out there?
Open the door. We're done screwing around.
Yeah, we can all agree that 1 week from tomorrow, thank God, we can just go back to the Gentle Glide catheter on CNN. You know, I just give me an ad for anything else that is not political. Ding dong. Ooh, it's here.
Stop, you made me coughing. Oh, my God.
Hey, a little later in the show, speaking of the Gentle Glide catheter, that they always air during late night cable news.
Oh, what do you mean late night? It's during the day when there's not an election.
Also during The Price is Right. And we know someone from Kansas City who might be going on The Price is Right. And we're going to talk about that later in the show because The Price is Right is back. They're even bringing audience members back.
No, I thought I read where they're not bringing audience members back.
Well, they're being creative.
Do you use catheters? Are you using the catheter that's really best for you?
Oh, yeah.
I love sliding that thing in.
Oh, yeah.
And he's an airplane pilot, not an airliner pilot, but like he likes to fly. And he's getting into his plane. He looks over his shoulder. Oh, yeah. Can't wait to ram that thing right there. Jeez Louise.
Do you use catheter?
What?
Don't you remember Will Sterrett pulling that ad for us? And there's one that's even worse later where the guy, and Will posted, we should all be as excited in life as this man is about the Gentle Glide
catheter.
There's
nothing better than a Gentle Glide catheter, man.
Do you use catheters? Are you using the catheter that's really best for you?
Oh, yeah.
I would give Coloplast for the design of the Mio more than Attaboy. They'd get a woohoo!
Doctor, what? Coloplast? What the hell's that? You wouldn't give it an Attaboy. I'd give it a woo-woo! That felt good. Take another one of those Coloplasts.
Oh my God, you made me laugh.
By the way, there's a reason we played that. Patients can now read your clinical notes, doctors, starting on November 2nd. Starting on November 2nd, all patients in the United States will have immediate access to clinical notes and thus will be able to read their doctor's writings. I don't think this just means handwritten stuff. I mean, the stuff they type in the computer.
Their notes about you.
As well as test results and reports from pathology and imaging. Okay. The 21st Century Cures Act mandates that patients have fast, electronic access to the following types of notes: consultations, discharge summaries, history, physical exam findings, imaging narratives, labs, pathology. I get my labs mailed to my house.
This is different, though, Scott, than reading your doctor's clinical notes. Up until this point, your physician's notes about you, my guess is, were the property of the hospital, the clinic, that physician. You now have access to their personal notes about you.
But this federal mandate, called open notes by many, is potentially confusing and frightening for patients, say some physicians. Others worry that the change will increase the workload as clinicians tailor their notes for patients. There's a key right there. Will increase workload as clinicians tailor their notes for patients and answer related questions. In other words, they may not be as honest about how awfully drunk you are at every physical exam.
Now, wait. In a study published last year, researchers analyzed notes written by oncologists before and after the adoption of open notes. They found that on average, clinicians did not change their note writing. The investigators analyzed more than 100,000 clinical notes written by 35 oncologists at a single center. Advocates for open notes emphasize there are benefits for both the physician and the patient.
Okay.
Would you want to read what if your physician says they don't believe you? That you're coming in with, quote, pain.
Oh.
And they don't believe you.
Well, I would hope if my doctor did not believe me that he would tell me, Scott, I think you're doctor shopping today and please leave.
Here's the other question. Will you even be able to read what they're writing with all of the shorthand?
Well, but they don't do that anymore. Everybody, when was the last time you had a physical?
I get an annual exam. It's been 13 months. I'm overdue.
I'm not talking about the up here's. I'm talking about the whole thing where they draw the labs and lay down the table. I'm going to feel around in your stomach to make sure there's nothing down there.
My gynecologist does that.
Your gynecologist does your...
They do, yeah. Blood pressure. They do all that stuff.
No. They do blood pressure if you go in because you think you might have a fever.
Do you mean the last time I went to a general practitioner
and
for something?
Said it's time for my annual physical where they draw your labs and they check all your numbers, make sure your liver enzymes are doing good, your sugar levels are good. When was the last time we went in for a physical exam?
It's been quite a while.
Dana, by quite a while, we would mean how many years?
By quite a while, I mean I don't even have a primary care because I don't have one.
So you haven't had a physical in a long time.
Well, my gynecologist does that.
No, Dana, there is more to a physical than just checking your blood pressure, weight, height, and temperature.
Nah.
Oh, God.
What I care about is the stuff that's going to kill me, the breast cancer and the cervical cancer. Okay. She takes care of that. I move on.
And so if you get diabetes or if you have liver cancer or anything like that, that's not going to kill you.
Do I really need a primary care?
When was the last time you had a physical?
Like a real primary care physical?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, God. I go in if I don't feel well.
Dana, you're not answering the question. When was the last time you had a physical? Are we talking 10 years?
I mean, I have a med doctor.
Dana, focus.
I don't think I've done that. Like with an actual just normal. I mean, I have a doctor, but that's for my ADD stuff.
Okay.
They take my blood pressure there.
Dana.
Mm-hmm.
A physical is not about they can take your blood pressure at the Price Chopper in Ropo.
I love that physician that I go to about once every 3 months because you got to get your med refill. And I feel like if there was something wrong, I could ask him about it and we'd talk about it. But I'm good.
Okay.
The answer is more than 10 years.
Yeah, it's been more than a decade. It's easily been more than a decade. Uh-huh. I just had my last physical 3 months ago.
Okay.
And those numbers weren't so good. They want me to come back.
In a forthcoming note to staff about the November 2nd start of open notes, the chief medical information officer for Tufts Medical Center included a reminder for clinicians to accommodate the patient as a reader. That may or may not mean an increase in work volume, but clinical note writing is highly personal. Quote, there's an art to it. It is hard to give standard advice.
Let's hear from the nurses, the doctors, and even the patients out there. Number one, to the patients. Do you even care what they write down in their notes? I've never thought about it. I've never asked my doctor to see what he's writing down. I don't care. That's his business.
Not anymore, it ain't.
Nurses and doctors, what does this mean to you? Is this more work? Is it going to change the way now that patients can come and say, I want to see what you write in my file? Is this going to change the way that you write about them? Instead of, man, he's loopy today. Oh, my God. This drugged up. Blah, blah, blah. Or is it going to change the words that you use? Because you guys use a lot of big words that none of us understand. Do you have to now write it in a third grade level so that we all know what you're talking about? 576-7798. 576-7798. Alex, the nurse, and the others, hang tight. You guys are all next. 576-7798 on Dana and Parks.
We'll do it all, everything on our own.
Somebody writes in, yes, you should be concerned with what the physician writes in their notes.
What would be in their notes that they wouldn't tell you anyway?
I don't know. I'm spoiled because I've had the same primary care doctor for about 20 years. And he and I are friends. I have his private cell phone number. I've never used it. But we get along well, and he's brutally honest with me. Brutally. Alex in Overland Park. Hello, Alex.
Hello.
Hi.
Snowy October day.
Uh-huh.
So I'm a nurse, and I've been a nurse for, I don't know, like over 20 years. And so I think a few things listening to this, and of course I haven't read the article that you guys are referring to, so I'm not really sure what the details are. But as far as I've always been aware as a provider and as a patient, is you can always access your medical records as long as you fill out a release form to yourself.
Okay.
So if you go into a doctor's office or a hospital and say, hey, I want to see those patient records, you just fill out a form to request them. So it's not like there's some secret thing that you can never look at.
Right.
So that's one thing. The second thing is the tailoring of the note. I don't think it's some nefarious thing about like, hey, they're going to, you know, lie to you about something. I think it's more of changing the language so that a layperson can understand what you're talking about.
Sure.
Because if you've ever had a test, I mean, it's really hard to understand what radiology is saying. And so in order to put it in a context that somebody can actually understand what the information's saying, that might be what they're talking about. And then lastly, I would say it's possible that this is something that maybe a provider gives to a person at some point when they're leaving, or it could be something that they can just access in the patient record online now, whereas maybe it wasn't accessed before online. And then I guess the last thing I want to add too is any provider, whether they're a nurse or a psychologist or a doctor or somebody, knows that at any point your patient records can be reviewed for a legal matter or something like that. So every time I write something, I'm always thinking, you know, hey, somebody else could look at this someday.
Yeah.
And so you're not going to say something derogatory about your patients. And for people who are worried about that, I mean, I think that's really an unfounded thing to worry about.
That's interesting, Alex. Let me ask you this. Will these be electronic? They would have to be. And then through what patient portal do you think we would have access to this? I mean, I always wonder about hacking and that kind of thing. Or do you think this is something where you will physically have to go pick up a copy?
Well, and that's what I'm not sure about because I haven't read what you're referring to. But like right now, you can sign up with your physician and a patient portal. and you can communicate directly to your healthcare providers. You can request medications. You can see your labs. You can see oftentimes your radiology reports and test reports. So my guess is this is just another thing that goes into that portal, which is just what the physician is saying about.
But why bother with your radiology and all that? I wouldn't even know what I was looking at.
And that's my point, is like, I think it's going to be hard for patients to dissect the information, because if you're looking at a full radiology report, I mean, I've been in healthcare for over 20 years, and I have no idea when my mom goes in and has something done, what they're talking about.
Sure.
Now, they'll have like a conclusion or like some sort of comments at the bottom, and maybe a physician can clarify that with some lay terms or whatever. But it's going to be, you know, like the charting that I do is a lot of point and click, and then you fill in some kind of short answer kind of stuff, if you want to call it.
Right.
That.
And by the way, Alex, if you want to read the article, it's at Medscape.com, Medscape.com. And it's called Patients Can Read Your Clinical Notes Starting November 2nd.
8832 writes in, and Scott, your doctor wrote in his notes, quote, gave Scott my personal number for the day that heart attack comes because it's coming.
No.
Aww. 576-7798. Amber in Kansas City. Hello, Amber.
Hi, Amber. Go ahead.
Amber wants.
Ooh, I want to hear what Amber has to say, because she said some notes should not be read, and I want to know what that means.
Sam, can you double check on Amber, make sure she's all right? Because I'd
like
to get her on the air.
What note should not be read? Like the one that says you're dying? I want to know that.
Well, wouldn't your doctor tell you you're dying?
I hope so.
And I don't think it's your general practice or primary care physician that's going to go, Scott, we ran your labs.
Yeah.
You might want to start making final stuff ready. Amber
is not there.
He's going to send me off to an oncologist or to a pulmonologist or whomever, who then is going to run some tests and say you're dying.
Yeah. Well, it also depends on your, you know, I have a relative who was recently diagnosed with breast cancer. She's doing really well. Out of her first mammogram, Scott, just first mammogram, boom, out of the gate, breast cancer. And she sent us a couple of her early reports asking, do you know what this means? And I will tell you this, I didn't know specifically what some of the terminology meant, but I knew just at a glance that it was very bad. Very bad.
What do you mean it was very bad?
Well, like, it's just the way it was written. Like, course of action, it said immediate. You know, just the way it was written, I could tell that this was bad, even though I didn't know what some of the
why did she show it to you?
Terms were. Well, because she was saying, what do you think this means? I go back in on Monday, and I just at a glance knew, you know, it was not odd shape, irregular shape, hard mass, level 4. You know, it just wasn't good. You knew reading it, it wasn't good.
Somebody says there was a Seinfeld episode about this called A Difficult Patient. Are you familiar with that one? Anna in Leawood. Hello, Anna. Good afternoon.
Hi, Anna.
Hi.
Hi, go ahead.
Okay, so I am a physician, and the only thing I want to say is not all records should be accessible to the patients. And the reason I say this is because there are certain diagnoses, for example, Manchusian by proxy and stuff, where parents are, you know, trying to harm their own kids. Or there are a lot of diagnoses where you want to alert the authority, but you're not 100% sure. You are not 100% sure, but you have a suspicion. And you're watching that patient, you don't want to alert the patient that you actually have that suspicion. So, no, I don't want patients seeing what I'm suspecting. Or, for example, in the ER, there are a bunch of patients who come and who are drug seekers. And if you look at the records, they've been to several different ERs in the same week or same month, and you write in your note that the patient is a drug seeker. But you don't want the patient to know that you're actually thinking about it.
Right.
Or you know that. So, yeah, that's my take.
Okay, so Anna, you mean like a Munchausen by proxy, where you think there's abuse?
Abuse, Munchausen by proxy. There are a bunch of other things that you don't want your patient, you don't want to alert your patient that you are thinking of this, and you may be tipping the authority on them.
Let me ask you this, though, Anna. Is that not something you would just leave out of your personal notes, or would there be a way to circumvent
the system?
They're
like a secret compartment
right,
you can put it
right.
in?
Like she's harming her child.
Now, here's the thing. If there was a way where the patient would only see a part of the note, I'm okay with that. But if the patient is able to access the entire record that I'm putting in, I'm not okay with that. Because there are things you do. For example, when you talk to your patient, you know a lot more about them than you think. Because I've been seeing patients for the last 10 years, and at some point in time, they have shared several things with me. You know, they are in a vulnerable situation, and they share something that they immediately repent that they shouldn't have shared. Or, you know, there are several things which you think shouldn't be an open record, I feel.
It's a great point, Anna, and one we didn't even think about, which is why we asked our physicians to call in.
576-7798. Mark in Lee Summit, you're next. Hello, Mark.
Howdy.
Hi.
I'm actually from Rolla, Missouri.
Okay.
But I come up here and do a lot of work up in this area, and I listen to you all the time when I'm up here.
Thank you.
But we already have this at our hospital down there. And like this morning, I got a text saying that there was results back that was accessible online. And I had some blood tests a few weeks ago. And I mean, I can go in and tell you the level of everything they tested, and it gives me the normal range and gives me what mine was. Every test I've had in the last, you know, whatever, I can see all of it online. I can see the radiologist report. I can see the doctor's report. Mm. I can see the notes that the nurse made. He was conscious. He was at himself. He was not this. He was this. You know, her general observations are even in there.
Wow.
I wonder if it's one of those things, Mark, that they are streamlining the process so that by November 2nd, everyone has the legal access and right to see the notes, but that up until this point, your clinician,
maybe hospital by hospital,
yeah, your clinician could share it, like as in your case in Rolla. And what they're saying is, on November 2nd, everyone has to make it available.
I think it's that you could get it before, but now technology has caught up with it, where you know it's available online now.
Ooh, I don't know if I want that.
Oh, this is. I have an app. My patient file or my something, I can't remember the name of it, but I pop that up, put my password in, and it brings up everything. I mean, everything.
Did you get a good report?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. I still don't know what the problem is, but I got a good report.
Right on, brother. Hey, thank you for listening when you're in town, and safe travels back to Rolla when you go. 576-7798, Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. All right, welcome back. Don't forget, we will have coverage right here on election night. Maybe you don't like watching the fake news, or you're in your car or whatever. You can get coverage here on KMBZ. Story here from People.com. The sister of the woman who went missing in Zion National Park for 12 days is speaking out. Holly Quarter, 38, was found alive after she was missing for nearly 2 weeks on Sunday. Quarter's older sister, Jamie Strong, age 41, spoke with Today, calling her sister's discovery a miracle. Quoting here from the sister, "I think God got her through this. I think it's a miracle. I truly believe there is no reason she should be alive. It doesn't make sense. She didn't have the proper gear. She didn't have food or water." Quartier's family previously said that she had holed up near a riverbed, and Strong clarified in the Today interview that Quartier did not use the river as a source of drinking water. Quoting here from the sister, "She was very well aware of the toxins in the river. There was a statement made that she said she set up camp because she wanted to stay close to the river, but we were never implying that she drank the water. However, authorities are now questioning the family's account of how Quartier survived the ordeal."
Even the sheriff is saying this doesn't make sense.
Says the sheriff, "She either took a lot of water with her or had another clean water source that was near her, but the Virgin River is not that source." But the sister says Quartier said she didn't have anything to drink at all. And that her sister's ordeal has been, quote, twisted.
If she's by the Virgin River, she's down in the valley, not in the backcountry, up where the plateaus and peaks are, said the sheriff. She would be part of the main part of the canyon, which has thousands of people walking up and down those trails. I'm sure people walked by yelling for her. He noted if she drank the river water, she likely would have died.
The river's that dirty?
Yes, it is full of deadly toxins and would have likely left her extremely ill. Others said she merely wet her lips, but I think if there's toxins in the river, wetting your lips for 12 days.
I thought you couldn't go more than 3 days without
water. Look.
Oh, what have I done to you?
Because
I smell a rat throughout this entire story.
I don't buy it.
What are you saying, Dana?
I'm not saying she wasn't along that trail, but there ain't no way she was there 12 days. No way.
You think they're like...
What, shopping a reality show or something? I mean, it's always something. I don't know. I don't believe any of these people anymore. You've ruined me.
I haven't ruined you. I've opened your mind to the fact that people lie all the time.
But why lie? Why? She had lost her job during the pandemic.
What about that Jesse Smollett up in Chicago? Why lie about that?
Here's the other thing I don't buy. They told CNN she hit her head and became disoriented. That's what somebody says when they've killed someone and they don't remember killing them. Well, I hit my head. I don't remember. Come on. No.
You think she's just looking for attention?
I don't know.
Because you can't survive 12 days without water.
Correct.
You just can't.
Correct.
You would be what we call dead.
Scott.
I'm with the sheriff. She either had like 10 canteens with her, one for almost every day that she was missing.
Right.
Where somebody's not telling the truth. She wet her lips. Would she just stick her face in the...
Look, I'm thrilled that they found her and that she's okay. And but even when I first saw this, I was like...
The Virgin River is so dirty.
You had to go there?
Really?
Really?
Sorry. She just stuck her little lips right there in the water and I gotta wet my lips.
Let me ask you this.
Wet the whistle.
Should someone be charged for the 12-day cost involved in that search and rescue?
Got to prove that she was lying. You got to find, I mean, you can't charge somebody for a search and rescue until you can prove that what she says is not true.
You can only survive 3 days without water.
Correct.
So, do you remember the runaway bride? Everyone thought she was missing. Everyone thought she'd been killed with the crazy eyes. And then they found her, and it turns out she just didn't want to marry the guy.
And that was a long time
ago. Yeah, remember, she had those crazy eyes.
I mean, did she look like she was lost in the woods for 12 days?
They said she was, as she had lost weight.
Well, they also said she wet her whistle in the Virgin River.
I don't know. You've completely... Jennifer Wilbanks.
That's right. What was that?
Falsely claimed she had been kidnapped.
Yeah, she had those crazy, I mean, like, weird, like...
Crazy eyes.
Yeah. Like, be thankful she ran away, buddy.
Runaway bride from people.com. Where is she now? And this was in 2017.
No, it wasn't that most...
No, this is the update. She was scheduled to marry her then-fiancé in 05. It was a lavish event with 28 members of the wedding party, 600 guests. Then she vanished.
Found her in Albuquerque.
3 days later, she claimed she had been kidnapped. And then it came out she actually fled Georgia on a bus because of, quote, personal issues. She got 2 years probation, by the way. She did have to pay the sheriff's office $2,550.
That's it?
And the city of Duluth, Georgia, $13,000.
Yeah, I see that.
Huh.
She filed a lawsuit against her ex-fiancé for $500,000.
For what?
It says here, Wilbanks filed a lawsuit against her ex-fiancé for $500,000, claiming it is her share of a home the ex-fiancé purchased with the proceeds to a book deal that he negotiated
Well, he was the one left at the altar.
She claims she was medicated at the time he negotiated it. Oh, shocker. They called off their engagement.
Yeah, they did not end up getting married. This updated article says that they've moved on, and it's water under the bridge. I hope it's clean water, because you're going to need it if you get lost in the wilderness for 12 days.
Don't drink that Virgin River water. It's just nasty.
Crazy in that Virgin River.
Well, if she's faking it, I hope they bust her. And I hope she has to pay for it.
When we come back, someone you might remember might be going on The Price is Right.
You again?
Might. And I reached out to him. I sent him a DM and I said, will you join us in the 3 o'clock hour? We can't ask him if he spun the wheel. We can't ask him if he won. But we can sort of ask him what the experience was like that they're saying they're going to bring back The Price is Right.
And it's a completely revamped way that they do the show right now because you can't have members in the audience.
But do you come on down? We'll ask him.
We will when we get back here on Dana and Parks.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things that were sand.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.